Seven Dust with Black from Atlanta, Georgia. That's their 1997 debut album, Seven Dust. This is Zennial Yearbook, and we're back. By we, I mean me. I'm back for now. Riley will be back later. But until then, you got me. This is episode 47. Episode 47. The year is 1997. That is everyone's favorite, Seven Dust. I've wanted to play that song every time we did a 97 show, but I would always forget about it because there's so much music in 97. Seven Dust with their alt metal, new metal, post grunge sound. But you know what? Now it's time to get on with the music rather than listen to me talk. What are we gonna do? Big hits from 97. We'll listen to a little bit of a Collective Soul. We'll listen to a little bit of Marcy Playground, but also, oh, Riley's not here, so I can't call them. I guess I can call them San Diego's second greatest band. My first introduction to this band was, I believe, this song. I think I heard it on the radio, just like this. This is Blink-182 with Damn It.
Here, who's that lounging in your chair. Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. And I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candlelit here. Who's that lounging? And who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candlelit, yeah. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely. Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
Collective Soul with Listen on Xennial Yearbook. Before that, we had Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground, a band from, where are they from? Minneapolis, Minnesota. What's Marcy Playground all about? I know. People want to know. So I'll tell you. They're named after the Marcy Open Elementary School, where the lead singer, John, went to school and got bullied. So, you know, Marcy Playground was probably the highlight of his elementary school career. Career? Experience. We'll say that. Before that, Damn It with Blink 182. Yeah, good stuff. Very good stuff. Very 1997. This is the 1997 show on Xennial Yearbook. So for the next hour and 15 or so, I'm just going to be hearing my thoughts about 1997, at least as far as the music is concerned. But you know what? We just heard Collective Soul, and they are on tour this summer with the very next band, one of my favorite bands. I think put together, I've seen both of these bands maybe 4 times. Yeah, I've only seen live once. I should see live again. I definitely need to get out there. This is off of Live's Secret Samadhi album. This is Turn My Head.
Caught in your mystery. There was a decorated general with a heart of gold that likened him to all the stories he told of past battles won and lost and legends of old. A seasoned veteran in his own time, on the battlefield he gained respectful fame with many medals of bravery and stripes to his name. He grew a beard as soon as he could to cover the scars on his face and always urged his men on. But on the eve of a great battle with the infantry and dream, the old general tossed in his sleep and wrestled with its meaning. He awoke from that night to tell what he had seen and walked slowly out of his tent. All the men held tall with their chests in the air, with the courage in their blood and a fire in their stare. And it was a gray morning and they all wondered how they would fare. So the old general told them to go home. He said, I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. And I've seen their mothers and I will not follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes, you got no time to lose. If you are young men, you must be living. Take a shower and shine your shoes, you got no time to lose. If you are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven. But the men stood fast with their guns on their shoulders, not knowing what to do with the contradicting orders. The general said he would do his own duty, but he extended no further. The men could go as they pleased, but not a man moved. Their eyes gazed straight ahead till one by one they stepped back and not a word was said. And the old general was left with his own words echoing in his head. He then prepared to fight. He said, I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. No, and I've seen their mothers, and I will no other to follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes, oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Yeah, take a shower and shine your shoes, oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven.
Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Yeah. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Oh. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you got to be, got to be, got to be, got to be, got to be.
The General by Roots. No, by Dispatch. Why am I saying Roots? The General by Dispatch off of their 1997 album, Bang Bang. These guys are some local heroes from Middlebury, Vermont. Formed in 1996. Yeah, they got a nice blend of genre, I want to say. Sounds kind of folky, kind of reggae-ish. Little funk, little ska. Little indie. I wonder why these guys didn't do a little bit better. I don't know. Very good. Very good band. With a very good song. I hear they have a really good live presence as well. Looks like they played their last song back in 2004 in Boston. So you may have missed it until the great Dispatch return. You know, return of the Dispatch Parade or something. Either way. That was, was pretty good first round. We'll take a quick break. By we, I mean me. I'll take a quick break. Then we'll come back with some more Xenial Yearbook. It's the 1997 show. We'll be right back.
WTR. 7 years of college down the drain.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
I'm the cook. I'm the man who killed Gus Fring. Now, say my name.
WTBR.
Do you worry that you're not liked? How long till you break? You're happy 'cause you smile, but how much can you bake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name, but ordinary is just not good enough today. And now, alone, 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 I'm thinking why. Thinking why, yeah, Superman's dead, yeah, is it in my head, yeah, we're just laughing instead, worry about the weather like it's right now,
yeah.
Superman's Dead by Our Lady Peace, a multiple Juno Award-winning band, Our Lady Peace. What in the world is a Juno? I'll tell ya. Welcome back. This is Zen in the Yearbook. I'm Kyle. It's the 1997 show, and it's like the Grammys, but in Canada. Like, it's not that Canadian artists can't win Grammys, because they can. But you know, they got their own thing up there. It's cool. Anywho, Our Lady Peace, notably from Toronto, Canada, one of their most successful and enduring alternative rock bands. One of the favorites from Zennial Yearbook, of course. They got a lot of really, really pretty good songs, you know. You know, Starseed is good. Superman's Dead is good. Clumsy is good. They got a lot of songs. Anyway, yeah, welcome back. Let's keep going. See, there's no Riley to banter with, so I have to like push the show along or think of things to say. And you know what? That's hard to do. So we're going to talk about our next segment, which is where we kind of do a deep dive into an album. Which album? Let's find out. It's Third Eye Blind, released in April 8th, 1997. It's their first album, 6 times platinum, sick meaning, you know, 6 million copies sold. I certainly bought one. Yeah, lots and lots of radio singles. Four. Very power pop-ish, very rock-ish. It's good stuff. Stephen Jenkins, I think I read somewhere that Stephen Jenkins was the valedictorian at Cal when he graduated in like 1996, maybe something like that. I don't know. Anyway, he's pretty good at writing and he's pretty good at singing. And here's a couple of songs by Third Eye Blind. Starting with How's It Gonna Be?
Nothing between you and me, 'cause I don't. I'm on a train, but there's no one at the helm, and there's a demon in my brain who starts to overwhelm.
Narcolepsy by Third Eye Blind, ushering in the late 90s with their debut album. Third Eye Blind, man, it's a great album. I probably, at one point or another, attempted every single solo off of this album. They're not terribly complicated, and they're fun to play. What a fun to play album. Before that, we had Graduate album version, not the re-recorded version. You realize that after you start playing it, and you're like, this isn't the radio edit, this is the album edit, which is fine, because, you know, that's just what I'm doing. Before that, How's It Gonna Be? Great, great stuff. This is Zennial Yearbook. If you're wondering why I just played a bunch of Third Eye Blind in a row, that's kind of what we do here at this point of the show. That's all. Moving on to a band from Annapolis, Maryland. Who the heck is from Annapolis, Maryland? A mutt rock band that you may or may not have heard of. They had a couple of earlier albums that didn't get really big. Then they signed on to Elton John's Rocket Records in 1996, and it rocketed them to the top of the charts with their 1997 album, pushing the salmonella envelope. That's weird. This is Jimmy's Chicken Shack with High.
Why do you get high to change the sea you're in?
Wide Open Space by Manson. What are these guys, British? A British indie rock band from 1995. This is off their 1997 album, Attack of the Grey Lantern. What do we know about them? Oh, it's their debut album. How about that? Anyway, great song. Haven't heard that in a bit. So, you know, I thought I'd share with the rest of you guys. This is the 1997 show of Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle. You're listening on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. And we are going to take another quick break. We'll be back in about, I don't know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And you know what? We're going to keep it on that side of the pond with another British band from 1997. You'll just have to stay tuned to see who they are. This is Zennial Yearbook.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਸ਼ਾ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਡੀਆਂ ਸੁੱਖ ਸਬੇਲੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਮਨਾਉਂਦੀ ਏ ਕਿਮਰ ਕਰਕੇ
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom. Chandra P.
45.
Latham and Geshka.
45.
Solid State Radio.
45.
Ferguson Mono.
45.
Paul Bublik.
45.
Jack Dutronc and the Bowling Boogie. The heavy hitters and the Chi Chi music. All in your radio.
Shop with Brimful of Asher on Xennial Yearbook. Welcome back. I am Kyle. This is the third half hour, the second hour. That isn't the whole hour. It's what we got half an hour left or so. That's off of their 1997 album, When I Was Born for the Seventh Time. Didn't get a whole lot of traction here in the States until Fatboy Slim picked it up and made a remix. And that remix is nice, but I didn't play it. Maybe I'll play it on the All Remix episode. I don't know. This is the 1997 episode. Yeah. Good stuff. I forgot all about that song. Great stuff. What do we got going on next? Oh, that's right. That was a thing that happened. So I keep trying to... I don't know if I'm trying to forget, or I just forget that at one point in the late 90s, probably 1997, 98, and that's it, there's a huge swing and ska revival, and everybody went bonkers for swing music for like 2 years. And one of the pioneers was a band from the Pacific Northwest fronted by Steve Perry. No, not that Steve Perry. A different guy named Steve Perry from Eugene, Oregon. They had, they formed in the late 80s and they just pushed this ska thing until its exploding point. And now we can thank them, I suppose. For Zoot Suit Riot, this is the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
We'll be right back.
two sailors and their only pipes and chains and swinging hands. Who's your daddy? Yes, I am. Fat cat came to play. Now you can't run fast enough. You best stay away when the pushers come to shove. Suits are drying. Throw back a bottle of beer. Bugging brown-eyed man, a stray cat fronting out an eight-piece band. Cut me a Sammy and you'll understand. In my veins, hot music ran. You got me in a sway, and I want to swing you down. Now you sailors know where your women come from now. Suits are drying. Throw back a bottle of beer. Fire in my hands.
happiness, something in my own place. I'm studio naked, smiling, I feel no disgrace with who I am. Happiness coming and going, I watch you look up and watch my feet are growing. I know just who I am. And how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to run? All the love I have is in my mind. I hope you understand. I hope you understand. Oh, no.
with David Bowie by Veruca Salt. Oh my gosh. Did you guys catch that gear shift key change? I think I've been listening to this album probably since it came out, right? 28 years, and I never noticed that gear shift key change. It's about 150 into the song. For a song that isn't even 2.5 minutes long, it does not need that. But anyway, great song. Still, great band. Still, Chicago's own Veruca Salt. Fantastic. Before that, The Verve with Lucky Man, another British act. A lot of British acts. This show, this 1997 show. Before that, we had Zoot Suit Riot with the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. And I always think I'm not gonna have enough time, but it looks like I'm running out of time. I'd like to play as many songs as I can. So I'm gonna play another band from New England. Who's this? These guys started their band at Tufts University in Medford, Mass. They were part of the a cappella group, and they just decided to form a rock band. They're very vocally inclined, you may know. This is Guster with Demons.
Thank you. Mr. Mustard says he's bored. Life in the district. You can't afford the French Quarter high. Says it gets old real quick. And he pales up next to me. And scrawled on the pavement. It says, son, time is on the lock you need. If I stay lucky, then my tongue will stay tied, and I won't betray the things that I hide. Not enough years underneath this belt for me to admit the way that I felt. Mean Mr. Mustard says, don't be the wave that crashes. From the sea of discontent, says he's wrestled with that blanket. Leaves you cold and wet. Any way you stretch it, divine apathy, disease of my youth. Watch that you don't catch it. If I stay lucky, then my tongue will stay tied, and I won't betray the things that I hide. There's not enough years underneath this belt for me to admit the way that I felt. I'm the wave that crashes from a sea that turns itself. I'm inside out every chance I get to see what it's like in hell. Hey, yeah. If I stay lucky, then my tongue will stay tied, and I won't betray the things that I hide. There's not enough years underneath this belt for me to admit the way that I feel. If I stay lucky, then my tongue will stay tied, and I won't betray the things that I. Not enough years underneath this belt for me to admit the way that I feel.
Seven Mary Three with Lucky off of their 1997 Rock Crown album. Man, Jason Ross sounds angry even when he sounds sad. How does he do it? No one will ever know. Before that, Demons by Guster, another great, great song. We're going to end the show. Thanks, everyone. Ending the show. This is Zennial Yearbook. We're on every Saturday at 2 to 3:30 on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. We're going to end with the most controversial band of the 90s, in my eyes. A band so controversial. There was an entire South Park episode about him. That's right. It's Creed. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week on Zennial Yearbook.